The Hidden Node, Dog Days of Podcasting for August 2nd, 2014, the third episode. Hey, everybody. So, just kind of preamble for this episode. I had started to record it on the actual 2nd, but then we had brownouts in the Tampa area, at least up in Wesley Chapel, so kind of died on the vine and I went to bed. So, I'm cheating and recording it today, postmarking it yesterday, and then recording today's actual episode afterwards. A little bit of preamble before we get to the theme. Today was cool. Yesterday, I guess I should say. Yesterday was cool. Went to the Tampa Bay Comic Con. Didn't stay too long, but the most important part of that was that it was Patty's first convention. And her words as we were leaving were, "I get it. I totally get it now." So, if everything goes according to plan, we're going to make it out to DragonCon 2015, since I'm missing this year. And Patty's going to come with me this time. So, that's going to be really cool, you know? Anyway, so, to the theme. So, yesterday, well, I guess the previous episode, I talked about the kind of foundation of things. How we all started out with, you know, the remnants of my dad's computer business and, you know, the games we got to play out of it. Essentially the previous generation of games that, for the most part, probably would have missed. Because in this episode I'm talking about the Nintendo Entertainment System. It was our first real, you know, big console for us. It was the first one that really showed us gaming as it would become. There are so many games we have played, we rented so many games, we borrowed so many games, we loaned out so many games, that I don't even remember most of them. I can tell you we played pretty much all the major Nintendo titles. You know, Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers 3, we had Super Mario Brothers 2, but I never beat that one. Metroid, Zelda. Zelda 2, never beat that one. That one I actually would like to go back and play someday, because I kind of feel like... Anyway, you get that, dude. We hit all the major Nintendo titles, we hit a bunch of the, kind of, you know, third-party titles. Things like Phinaxidu, the Final Fantasy 1, and Gauntlet. Oh, Gauntlet. See... The original Nintendo was a real bonding point because there was a lot of games that were multiplayer that, you know, the four of us could take turns playing, whether it was two-player or more. Typically only two-player games. In fact, the only real four-player game we had that we played on a regular basis was Gauntlet 2. Red Warrior. Blue Wizard. Green Elf. Yo, Valkyrie is it, etc. It's four-player, four distinct classes. It was ideal for me and my three brothers. I'm sorry, words hardly work. It was ideal for me and my three brothers to play. And I still remember. Well, see, okay, you know what I'm saying. First of all, when we played Gauntlet back in the day, we had no idea that the levels were technically infinite. We thought there was an end goal to the game. Never knew exactly what it was. And the closest we ever got in our young little minds was, we played Gauntlet enough to reach a level 100 and, I want to say, 10. And my brother David, running low on health, charges forward towards the exit where the dragon is waiting, dies from a fireball directly on the other side of the teleporter. We can't teleport into where his body is. We can't get to the dragon. We can't win. We're stuck there as the timer of our health ticks down and down and down and down. Until finally, one by one, we all perish. Unable to bypass the corpse of the mighty elf left behind. Yep. we still give him shit about this to this day. But it was kind of fun just thinking about how much that mattered back then, how much that connection, that bonding did. Now, you have to remember, original Nintendo, we didn't really play with other people. We had a few friends over sometimes who would play, but for the most part, when it came to the original Nintendo, that was ours. That was something special for us. And, you know, maybe my brothers have a different perspective on it, but to me, that was the experience that defined our bond as gamers, that defined the connection to the experience of playing a game with somebody else and reaching goals together, reaching, you know, these pinnacles of objectives, and I'll never forget those times. And I love that gaming, and I'll continue to say this throughout the series, I love that gaming to this day has still continued to have that wonder for me. To have that joy of connecting with somebody else in co-op and completing it. And completing a test. Completing a challenge. The games would just get better and better. And the co-op experiences would just get better and better. But these foundations of my brothers, they really made it. They really made it something special. On a side note, to this day, I cannot play any Journey song without thinking about playing Metroid. Back in the day, when we played Metroid, my brother Lyle had found Journey and played it non-stop in, you know, where we kept the Nintendo in the house. So, I have mentally connected that band to that, intellectual property. So, if they ever make a Metroid movie, I'm going to be very disappointed if Journey's not part of that soundtrack. And I know that's probably just me, but it's just in my head. Alright, so that is the end of this episode. I'm going to catch up you guys up tomorrow to what happened with Sunday. And I think we're going to start talking about my early experiences with PC. I know we touched on that a little bit yesterday. But, well, let's just say things got pretty awesome once my dad actually put together a, you know, really simple DOS machine for us. I'll get into that in just a few minutes. Talk to you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.